she's right where she belongs, and you're going to have to deal with it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Congressman Woman Ilhan Omar tweeted that after a send her back chant at President Trump's campaign rally last night in North Carolina, days after he was condemned by the House for a tweet telling her and three other congresswomen to go back where they came from. And singling out Omar, he said,
"You say Al-Qaeda makes you proud. Al-Qaeda makes you proud. You don't speak that way about America."
And he told them all again, they can leave.
Reaction from the left and those hoping to run against the president in 2020 was forceful. Kamala Harris tweeting, "It's vile. It's cowardly. It's xenophobic. It's racist. It defiles the office of the president."
Fox's Todd Pyro. President Trump also brought up yesterday's failed attempt to impeach him. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Although the House voted to block an effort to impeach President Trump, the vote tally made clear that many Democrats are eager to pursue removing him from office. President Trump at that campaign rally last night in North Carolina reacted to the House impeachment effort.
"A sneak attack. A real sneak attack. Many of those people that voted for us were Democrats, and I want to thank them because they did the right thing for our country."
A new article of impeachment focused on President Trump's behavior and moral fitness to be president and not on whether he had engaged in obstruction of justice. Investigations into that continue in the House. Dave?
On John at the House today, the acting head of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, will be under Democrat scrutiny, questioned about overcrowded border detention facilities. Immigration officials in Iowa say a man charged with murdering a woman and her two kids in Des Moines came here illegally, was twice deported before. It's now up to 33 people confirmed dead in a fire at an animation production studio in Japan, dozens more injured, including a man accused of setting the fire, running into the building, shouting, "You die," spraying liquid to help spread the flames. This is Fox News.
When the sand gets hot, you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales. Modem must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
There is another holdup, getting a bill passed to further fund medical care for 9/11 first responders and cleanup crews.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul and Utah Senator Mike Lee are blocking an attempt to pass an extension of a fund for 9/11 first responders. New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand sought to pass the bill by a simple voice vote, but Paul objected, saying any new spending needs to be offset by budget cuts. Cory Gardner, co-sponsor of the bill, telling Fox News at night,
"We have 73 sponsors in the United States Senate on the Victims Compensation Fund bill, the 9/11 bill. That is more than enough to overcome a filibuster."
Gillibrand, who sponsored the Senate version of the bill, is calling on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to hold a vote today. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
The Senate's Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is calling on the FBI and the Federal Trade Commission to open a national security and privacy investigation into Face App, which went viral this week, letting people see how they'd look when they're old. Schumer worries it was developed in Russia, which meddled in our 2016 politics, and the app requires users to give full and irrevocable access to their photos and personal data. There's also worry about facial recognition software.
The city of Oakland has become the third to pass a ban on facial recognition software. The council specified deficiencies, including a higher error rate in identifying darker-skinned people. Nathan Sheard with the Electronic Frontier Foundation says even if the technology improves, its use is problematic.
They're not standardized policies and procedures on the way that most law enforcement agencies are using this that would protect those civil liberties or that even would maintain a level of accuracy.
The Georgetown Center on Privacy and Technology said in 2016 that one out of four state or local police departments has the option to run face recognition searches. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures have been lower ahead of the opening bell later this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News. Good morning.
morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Ameren, Illinois has donated $4,000 to help fund three food mobiles. The money goes to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. The News Gazette says Food Bank President and CEO Jim Heyer says the three mobile pantries will provide 30,000 pounds of food to up to 450 households with the money. The grants were part of the Ameren, Illinois Ameren Cares program. If you're looking to pick up some extra work, Kohl's is already hiring for an early wave of seasonal positions at 500 stores. The rest of the stores, distribution centers, and e-commerce fulfillment centers will start seasonal hiring next month. Last year, Kohl's started hiring for the holidays at the end of June. The jury deciding Brent Christensen's fate will be back to deliberations this morning. The jury heard testimony from more than 35 witnesses over 7 days before beginning their deliberations. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Oh, this chances is Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They have been trusted and family-owned since 1977, and all they do is appliances. Dick Van Dyke, the largest independent appliance dealer in central Illinois with brands like Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Low prices, best selection. Plus, when you buy from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you'll receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
And really come in handy when the door on your washing machine doesn't work and it's leaking.
Mm-hmm.
We were at 4 months. Was it 4 years? 11 months? And that particular thing was 5 years, and we made it.
Okay!
That saved us $1,000. Check out their Champaign location just south of I-74 on Neal. You can start online at appliance-world.com. They're the best at appliances. They got people that know their product. Appliance-world.com for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on Neal before I-74 in Champaign.
This is the heat warning. Starts at 1 this afternoon with heat index factors into the triple digits today, tomorrow, and Saturday as we get up to 96 down to around 75 at night. A scattered shower chance at 40% on Sunday. That provides some relief. And then partly cloudy starting Monday with a high of 81. Now, this is during the Champaign County Fair. If people want to go every day, you can text FAIR to 359-2255. And tomorrow, I'm pulling winner from ESPN 93.5 to have tickets to the events every day. Champaign County Fair starts tomorrow with the stock races. It's 76 now on ESPN 93.5.
Jeremy Warner program this morning and tomorrow starts at 8:30 this morning. Various Big Ten coaches, interviews, Josh Whitman, Alana athletes, brought to you by Farmer City Race. Way, Eastland Suites, Prospect Bank, Pia Sports Bar and Grill, Lake of the Woods Golf Course, Illini Quarterback Club.
And our friends at Illini Inn in the U of I Meat Sales Room, 217 Team at Illinois National Bank, Sports and Entertainment Travel, and Sullivan Park Hill.
All right, 8:11 live from the White House. It's John Decker next. Fast, easy, in and out. My family and I really enjoy Long Branch, and you will too. Long Branch Steakhouse. Find them on Main Street in downtown Gifford. Good news, Honda BMW, an award-winning dealership, has air conditioning in all their vehicles.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So good news, because it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com. You know what they'll do? If you say, hey, I want to test drive this, my guy Christian Wallace will make sure it's all cool when you get in.
Yeah.
Well, they'll do that stuff for you.
I know.
Heck, you can go online at drivechampaign.com, click on Express Purchase, and they'll drive it to you.
Sweet.
That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
Service before, during, after the sale. No pressure. And they're great. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com. Go see my friend Ben Quattron. They got it going on. They got great product and great service.
Tommy West, I was like, I need all these stations programmed to the Stevie J Broadcasting stations first, please.
That's it. And they do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, it's for today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Hey, Illini football fans, it's Jeremy Warner, and ESPNCU is taking the Jeremy Warner Show on the road to Big Ten Media Days in Chicago on July 18th and 19th. I'll be talking with Illini coach Lovie Smith and players Reggie Corbin, Nate Hobbs, and Alex Palcheski, and I'll also be talking to some of the athletes and coaches of the Illini's Big Ten rivals. So listen in to the Jeremy Warner Show on the 18th and 19th from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. The Jeremy Warner Show at the Big Ten Media Days, sponsored by the Illini Inn, U of I Meat Sales Room, 217 at Illinois National Bank, the Urbana Park District, and Sullivan Park Hill.
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk. ladies and gentlemen, number one, as a journalist in Washington, D.C.
Thank you so much. How are you doing today?
Great to have John Decker back on the program. He's also what people spend a lifetime achieving. He did in 4 days in Sweden as the number one hottest guy in that country after just 4 days. It's an amazing accomplishment. Anyway, John Decker, the madness. You've been in journalism for a few decades. The madness that is currently going on, in my mind, unprecedented. Some of the stuff Donald Trump has been doing, some of the things happening to some of his cabinet, all of this stuff about send them back and then have them come here and fix us and all these other things, you just wouldn't think you'd get to this point. And it's not all Donald Trump's fault when the left is driving off a cliff on some of their stuff. It's just crazy times.
Well, it is crazy time, you know, which means that for my job, it never gets boring, you know, to cover all this on a regular basis. You know, sort of I take a bird's eye view of all of this and just report about all of this happening. But, you know, to your point, you know, there is a lot of dysfunction happening here in Washington. You probably must scratch your head all the time and go, what is going on there? But the dysfunction is not happening between the parties. It's also happening within parties, specifically the Democratic Party, because Nancy Pelosi has a big problem on her hands with these four congresswomen who call themselves the Squad. I don't think that they're indicative of the Democratic Party, those four congresswomen, but they're certainly getting a lot of attention and giving a lot of problems, making a lot of problems for the House Speaker.
Well, what happens with this? I mean, how in the world does a Democratic candidate for president go AOC left and still have a chance in a general?
That's a good question. I don't know. You know, I think that AOC and her colleagues that she often appears with on television are pulling the Democratic Party further to the left. That's not a good thing if you're trying to beat President Trump in 2020. It's a good thing if you're the president and you're trying to portray or paint the entire Democratic Party as socialist. It becomes easier and easier when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi embraces these progressives in her caucus. And I think that it makes the president's job a little bit easier in terms of trying to win re-election next year.
You were at the president's Orlando rally last night. He was in North Carolina. There is some serious energy at those events, correct?
Huge amount of energy. I mean, obviously, you see it on television, but, you know, the thing that makes it, you know, sort of palpable to me is being in the arena and being able to, as the president is speaking, just look around and see how the people that have waited in line sometimes for hours are reacting to the president. And there's just a tremendous amount of energy on the president's side. And I haven't seen that yet, you know, on the Democratic side. I don't think any of the Democrats who've announced they're running for president could get the kind of crowds, the kind of energy that President Trump has at his events that he's held, you know, since taking office, really.
Wonder how all of this, with the contempt of court, with our attorney general and commerce secretary, how this all plays into it. It's another embarrassment, I guess. But are people surprised by anything like this anymore?
Well, no. You know, keep in mind that there was a criminal contempt citation against Eric Holder when he was the attorney general. That took 7 years to resolve, ultimately. And, of course, you know, both with the Eric Holder criminal contempt citation and the criminal contempt citations yesterday in the House against both Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, they're symbolic more than anything else. I mean, they're not going anywhere. And, you know, I think that Democrats recognize that, but they want to be on the record as saying, you know, they're dissatisfied with the way that the Attorney General and the Commerce Secretary have responded to subpoenas for documents that they've requested.
Listen, as we get closer to this thing, I'll ask you what you think, of course. But early on, you told everybody, 99% of the country expected Hillary Clinton to win. You said, hold on here. Donald Trump is a real chance, and you're spot on with that. So it'll be fascinating to watch this thing. Now, before I let you go, John Decker, that was, and yes. I'm not like you, and I am not as good at tennis and watching tennis and being at tennis. That match on Sunday was phenomenal, was it not?
Yeah, it was certainly one of the best matches I've ever seen. And, you know, I was disappointed. I was hoping that Roger Federer, who had two match points, would have won. But this is the thing with tennis. You just never know what's going to happen, and it's so much a mental game at that particular level. You know, obviously both Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer are so skilled, so talented, certainly in the conversation of best of all time, greatest of all time, but you know, on any given day, anybody can win, and I think this match was, if you're not a tennis fan, you were glued to the set.
It was mesmerizing. I got in on the fourth set. It couldn't take my eyes off. It was phenomenal. What happened? And I, too, and I'm not a big tennis guy, but I was rooting for Roger Federer, and I'm not sure why. I just wanted him to win at 37 years old. Come on, man.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing I think that, and plus, you know, look, it's tremendous what he's accomplished, 20 Grand Slams in his career, and hopefully he'll get another one, you know, before he retires. But for anybody that has an opportunity to see, you know, these great players in person, it's a real privilege, whether you're talking about Federer or Nadal or Djokovic. We live in a fortunate time, and these three great players, certainly in the conversation of greatest of all time, are playing in the same era. So that's a special thing.
John Decker, you're the best. I appreciate your time, my friend.
Hey, Stevie, thanks a lot. Have a great day, and have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
That's John Decker, live from the White House, Fox News Radio ace reporter at 8:25.
From the Fox Business Network, more people were filing for unemployment benefits last week. The number of new claims for jobless benefits increased by 8,000 to 216,000, though that is still in the range of a healthy job market. It is earnings season. Morgan Stanley's spring quarter was weaker than a year ago, though Wall Street was expecting even lower numbers. United Health is reporting a better-than-expected spring quarter, and it is raising its expectations for this year. eBay's earnings also were stronger than forecast. You could be paying more for an RV because of higher tariffs on imports from China. Renegade RV Manufacturing in Bristol, Indiana says 75% of the company's suppliers are demanding tariff-related price increases. The industry is also dealing with tariffs on steel and aluminum. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. All right, let's go. Let's talk football. Let's see if we can do better than Big Ten writers are expecting us to do. We're supposed to be last in our division. Again, let's not do that. Let's change that. Let's get her going.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Jeremy Warner standing by live from Chicago. That'll be next. Austin Berkland with him as well. Mm-hmm. Trevor Belice back here.
Yes.
As we give you 5 hours of live coverage from Big Ten Media Days in the Windy City. Diane, we'll meet tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day.
That is Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Again, thank you for listening. Stand by for a special edition of the Jeremy Warner Show today and tomorrow, live from Chicago from 8:30 to 11. Have a great Thursday. Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
And welcome from the Hilton Chicago. It is the Jeremy Warner Show. Austin Berkland and I live at the Hilton Chicago for the first of two Big Ten Media Days today. And we got a busy show for you today. Josh Whitman, Illinois Athletics Director, going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. We're also going to chat with some Illini players, Nate Hobbs, Alex Palcheski, and Reggie Corbin, all here to represent the Illini. Lovie Smith will hit the podium this afternoon as half the coaches go today, half the coaches will go tomorrow. But before we get too far into it, I want to thank our sponsors for making this possible for the next 2 days. They include Farmer City Raceway, Eastland Suites, Prospect Bank, Pia Sports Bar and Grill, Lake of the Woods Golf Course, the Illini Quarterback Club, the Illini Inn, U of I Meat Sales Room, the 217 team at Illinois National Bank, Sullivan Park Hill, Sports and Entertainment Travel, and Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. I want to thank all of our sponsors for making this possible. We're going to have some great guests. I just told you about some of today's. Could have some surprises in the 10 o'clock hour as well. Tomorrow, Howard Griffith will join us, and as we run into people, we're just going to ask them to hop on with us because it's a fun time down here. They put us in the basement
this
year, and we are – last year we were at a different hotel in Chicago, really nice hotel, and we were right in front where everybody walked in. So I guess we're not the faces this year. I guess I said that's not the two faces we want greeting people.
No, like the elevators were right in front of us last year. Like we just saw random people walking in. So we're like, hey, let's come on the show. And this year we are in the back of the room. So, in the basement.
The whole thing is actually in the basement, which by the way, the Chicago Hilton, if you don't know, it's right on Michigan Avenue. And it is very famous for one huge movie, The Fugitive. The final scenes of that movie, when the Delvin McGregor and Provasic and Switch the Samples, Richard Kimball, are going after people, that was filmed in this hotel. So the big ballroom, that's actually the ballroom from The Fugitive. So we can drop some of those lines today, Switch the Samples. We just need Mark Grody because he's perfect at that. So we're here. It's a beautiful place, and it's good to start talking football,
yes.
Austin Berkland. Football season is almost here, and I know recruiting hasn't gone that well. We've talked about that, but there are reasons to be optimistic, as we chatted about a couple days ago about this season, and some news today with the roster, and Illinois officially announces the addition of three of their transfers to the roster. Brandon Peters, the quarterback from Michigan, officially on the roster. So let the quarterback conversation begin, and it's nice that he is part of that now, Austin, because Lovie Smith, all their other players, they can start talking about that a little bit. And it's interesting, the quarterback competition, and we just got to see and let it play out. And he can talk about Isaiah Williams today as well, but he can actually talk about it. Awali Batiku is on the official roster, the defensive end, the five-star from USC. And, of course, that is very important with Bobby Roundtree's injury. And I'm told, Kent Brown told us before the show started, that the three player representatives actually went and visited Bobby today at the hospital in Chicago. So we're not going to get into too many details, but we'll ask him what it was to see him, to be able to talk with him, and for him to be so close again. But also Josh Emotor-Bebe was announced, the wide receiver out of USC, 6'2", 215, phenomenal athlete. Didn't produce a lot at USC, but a former top 200 prospect that obviously adds a lot to that wide receiver crew. There's one big omission, though. We're not seeing Trayvon Sidney yet on the roster. From everything I've heard, he's on campus. From everything I've heard, this is just he's got to get officially enrolled, got to get some paperwork done, and sometimes that can be frustratingly long. But I've heard very good things about his talent, Austin, and I haven't heard yet that it's time to worry that Trayvon Sidney won't be a part of this team. But obviously the delay, not what you want, and he'd love for Lovie Smith to talk about Trayvon today.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear Lovie Smith talk about the procedure of getting Brandon Peters and getting this mini USC pipeline a little bit. You can still talk about Josh Emotor-Bebe and Awali Batiku, so that's going to be the fun part about this, is hearing about what those additions are going to bring to this Illini football team, especially a team that had some weaknesses in the wide receiver room last year, and now you're building that up with Josh Emotor-Bebe. So that's going to be exciting to hear what Lovie Smith has to talk about with that. And, of course, the quarterback competition is going to be running rampant with Brandon Peters versus Isaiah Williams, and how both guys don't really have an upper hand on each other, because we were talking in spring ball that it was going to be MJ Rivers and Matt Robinson having the advantage, having going through those reps in spring ball. Now you don't have MJ Rivers. Now you have two guys who haven't been a part of this quarterback room before, the main centerpieces of this quarterback controversy.
Brandon Peters, a former top 100 prospect, and I got the scholarship chart in front of me, Austin, and you can see he's the only non-freshman quarterback, right?
Yes.
That's what he brings. He brings a big arm. He brings experience more than anything. You have a guy who has been in a quarterback room at a great program, breaking down Big Ten defenses, knowing how to call plays, you know what I mean? Like, he's been through that for 3 years. So now you bring him in. He's started five games. He's started a bowl game. All those things
no matter if he starts or not, have to be invaluable. Because you think of A.J. Bush, and that's one thing Illinois loved was the maturity, the leadership he brought. Now, I don't know if Brandon Peters is that kind of natural leader. We talked with Michigan guys, and that was kind of one of the big questions about him. But there's no doubt that even when Wes Lunt got here after Nathan Schielhaus was done, he brought a guy who had experience and not only on the field, but just in that quarterback room and a big-time program for the last couple of years. So that kind of maturity, that kind of experience, I think would be huge for this room, even if he doesn't start most of the games this year. But I still expect he's got the best chance to start day one. But, boy, they're excited about Isaiah Williams and the electric talent he is.
And, I mean, you know, there's a big difference between A.J. Bush, his leadership, as what was needed on last year's roster versus Brandon Peters in this year's roster. This year's roster has a lot more experience, has a lot more upperclassmen, and guys who have been through the ringer a lot more times. A.J. Bush came in with a really young roster last year. So maybe
four underclassmen offensive linemen.
Yes, right? I think they just want somebody who can play the position and not worry about that leadership role, because I think this team has enough leaders, enough guys, enough cohesion, I guess is the right word for it, that they don't need that natural leader like an A.J. Bush-style quarterback.
You'd obviously love it.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, because the quarterback, you'd love to be that kind of leader. It was amazing that A.J. Bush kind of took that role, but you're right. I mean, it was easier because there was a void of it. This year, when you have guys like Reggie Corbin, you know, Ricky Smalling's been in this program, Alex Palcheski, I'd even throw Doug Kramer into there, the offensive line. And that offensive side feels like it's got some guys who've been through the ringer and have been leading the last couple of years. Now Brandon Peters adds to that. Some other news on the roster includes some guys who won't be a part of the roster this year. One is Brandon Jones, who's on medical scholarship. Brandon Jones, probably best known, I don't know if a lot of Illini fans know him, but he's best known as the guy who committed to Bill Cubitt the week after Tim Beckman was fired.
Oh, wow.
Right? So it was really – all of a sudden they get a commitment, and it was under Bill Cubitt. He kind of bounced around from defensive end, played tight end this last spring, but he has now been put on medical scholarship. So he'll still be around the team, but won't be part of the 85-man roster. But one loss that we could talk about a little bit is Ron Hards III, a freshman cornerback – a sophomore cornerback who played a little bit as a freshman, one of the guys who played in the secondary last year as a special teamer, depth guy. But I expected him to be part of that second string. So I think he was in a battle for the fourth or fifth cornerback spot. Maybe it was a little bit lower than that. But a kid that Lovie Smith showed a lot of attention to, loved his length, came here with Carlos Sandy at a Cardinal Gibbons High School and felt like they had a little bit of a pipeline going there. But those are the only two guys to come so far. But Ron Hards, that's some depth at cornerback. And I don't know if he would have played a huge role this year, but I do think now you worry a little bit about depth because Nate Hobbs, Quan Martin, Marquez Beeson, and feel like your top three, right? Now you need Nick Walker to step up, the JUCO corner that didn't play a lot last year. And usually JUCO guys you want to play right away. He was repping with the second string a lot this spring. Dylan Wyatt's a kid who's really he's had some knee separations, so you hope he can stay healthy. Joseph Thompson, I don't know if he's a guy that's prepared to play right away, but you do have some walk-ons who are later in their careers, Nolan Burnett and Christian Bobak, who played a little bit last year too. So it'll be very interesting. I feel really good about the top three cornerbacks on this roster. But after that, if you have an injury or two, that's when you start to worry.
Yeah, the secondary depth is what's worrisome. Yes, you have the built-in athleticism advantage with Marquez Beeson coming in. But last year, this group gave up 30 touchdowns, 8.49 yards per pass, and an average of 263 yards per game passing. So this group has a lot to prove this year. Yes, they have a lot of talent, but this year it's kind of a year that you hope they all put it together and are able to build a functioning secondary stable. And if not, then this is going to be a group that's going to be difficult to win games with. But just got to put it all together. The talent is there. And I trust Gil Bird and Kanato Hudson to coach these guys up a little bit better. So I think that growth and development is going to be huge. And just limit that number a little bit.
Yeah, I'm really interested to talk to Nate Hobbs a little bit more about Kanato Hudson and what he brings to that group and what he thinks about Marquez Beeson. We saw Quan Martin become a member of the Three Blue crew putting up the 300 pounds yesterday. So, yeah, I think this is a group that I'm still pretty excited about, especially on the top end. And you see the roster, part of the roster updates, you get to kind of see how much these guys have changed weight-wise.
Yeah.
Sidney Brown's packed down 15 pounds of muscle. I thought as a freshman, he was one of the freshman defenders who really impressed me the most. And maybe he didn't put up Bennett Williams-type numbers, but I saw a little bit of that kind of player who wasn't fazed by the Big Ten stage. And sure, he made mistakes, didn't make as many huge plays and with interceptions as Bennett Williams, but he's a guy who's now a sophomore.
Yeah.
Like the difference between a freshman and a sophomore, it's just massive. Like Julian Pearl has added 45 pounds since he got here, right? Like it's just the maturity going through this for an entire year, for some of these guys now 2-3 years, you hope that all pays off, and that's what Lovie Smith is hoping.
Yeah, Sidney Brown kind of reminds me of like an Alan Griffin-like development his freshman year, where it's like, okay, this is what he can showcase. He's not going to be the most electric playmaker at times, but he's going to be a very serviceable Big Ten player, and that's where Sidney Brown is going to be. I really feel that way whenever he's an upperclassman. It's just going through those growth processes, and like I said about the secondary in general, it's all going to be about Gil Bird and Kenato Hudson being able to develop these guys. And this is the year where development is key. It's not about recruiting. I know we've talked about recruiting a lot on the show, but this year it's so much about the growth and development and those wins to build this program.
On the field, man. I think recruiting will take care of itself. All right, we're gonna hear from Josh Whitman coming up in about 20, 25 minutes. You'll hear from the players. They should be coming around here around 9:15, 9:30-ish, and then we'll get more surprises along the way. But how it's kind of set up today, we're here at radio, but really this all kicks off around 11:15 a.m. Jim Delaney, currently the Big Ten commissioner. Kevin Warren will not speak today, the incoming Big Ten commissioner. But Jim Delaney will talk. They have 30 minutes. Over under his opening statement, 14 and a half minutes.
I'm going to go a little bit over because I think he's going to...
He's got a lot to say in his farewell. Right?
Yeah, I think this is going to be like his State of the Union kind of thing. Like, this is where college football's at. Maybe like Dwight Eisenhower talking about the military industrialization complex kind of thing going on, but only at the Big Ten level. So I think he's going to have a lot to say about the state of college athletics.
The last chance up there, right?
Yeah.
So Francis McGillicuddy, BTM president, will chat at 11:45. Always an interesting time with the cord cutting going on and streaming. Then coaches will start. We got half the Big Ten coaches today, and it's not split up like East or West or anything like that. Scott Frost leads off the day. That's a heavy hitter from Nebraska. Lovie Smith after that. Mark D'Antonio, Michigan State. Tom Allen, Indiana. P.J. Fleck, Minnesota. Mike Loxley, the new guy on the block, followed by the other new guy on the block, Ryan Day.
So Lovie Smith is second right after Scott Frost?
That's
going to be a change.
Yeah.
That's a change of just how they talk.
Yeah, so and then the players and coaches will hit the individual podiums from 2 to 5:30. The Illinois guys will go from 3 to 4. All right, when we come back, we also got to talk about the other part of the roster updates. We got freshman jersey number day, and we get to look into all the transfer numbers too. We'll talk about that coming up next, and just talk a little bit about all the newcomers and our expectations for those guys coming up. Josh Whitman, Nate Hobbs, Reggie Corbin, Alex Pelcheski, all coming up in the next hour. We come back. Let's talk about the newcomers on the Illinois football team.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 40% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now.
Well, July 19th through the 22nd.
Right on.
Right? Ask Sherwin-Williams, July 19th through 22nd, and save 40% on paints and stains, with sale prices starting at $23.09. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Sub-exclusions apply. See store for details.
The hottest dining in Central Illinois, situated in downtown Champaign. It's Miga Restaurant, your celebration and date night destination. Maybe you need a night out with the girls to relax, or a place to impress that next business client. Miga Restaurant in downtown Champaign does the trick with their award-winning chef, the freshest fish in town, great cocktails, and an option for anyone. Make it Miga on Neal Street in downtown Champaign.
Jeff was a boring drinker. Jeff got his American lager and would sometimes splurge with a whiskey and cola. That is, until he discovered Atties. It changed his taste in drinks forever. He started off with a Long Island Army and got braver with an Orange Crush, and then finished off the evening with a house-infused Sangrini. Now friends ask Jeff for drink recommendations.
Expose yourself to new drinks. Head on over to Atties Bar and Grill in Urbana at 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor's Nursery is your local garden center, and we're fully stocked with perennials, trees, shrubs, and annuals all summer long. This week only, we're having a Fill the Green Cart sale. All the 4-inch annuals and flats you can fit into a green cart without stacking for $20. We've seen people get as many as 50 plants. There are restrictions, but I promise it's the best deal you'll ever see on annuals. If you're more into shade, Country Arbors is also having a big sale on trees. Buy any tree this week and we'll give you 20% off the tree and 10% off the planting. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery or go to countryarbors.com for more information and directions.
From food to the carnival, it all gets started this Friday. There's something for everyone at this year's Champaign County Fair, July 19th through July 27th. There's plenty happening at the grandstand, including stock car races, demolition derby, and draft horse show. Then July 26th, it's live music from Dustin Lynch. Featuring Dylan Scott and Jimmy Allen. It's the Champaign County Fair. Thanks to Carl Foundation Hospital, Craig's Concrete, Illini FS, and the Illinois Lottery Commission. Learn more at champaigncountyfair.cc.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, some retailers violate our policies by selling to youth and allowing bulk purchases. To crack down, Juul Labs conducts about 2,000 secret shopper visits per month at retail stores nationwide. Stores that fail FDA compliance checks are also penalized by the company. Learn more about Juul Labs' efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
Looking for a cool way to get a new heating or cooling system without breaking the bank? The Advantage program from Chief Bauer Service Experts gets you a high-quality home comfort system for one low monthly rate. There's no money down, never a charge for repairs, and seasonal tune-ups are free. Right now, get a new heating or cooling system as low as $99 a month and no additional charges ever. Call Chief Bauer Service Experts today at 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
See website for license details.
Listen to Lon Tay and Mike Carpenter. It's Tay and Carp. Weekday afternoons from 4 to 6, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Welcome back to the Jeremy Warner Show, live in Chicago at the Chicago Hilton. Switch your samples. Richard Kimball, I have not seen yet here at the Chicago Hilton. I want to thank some of our sponsors, Farmer City Raceway and Eastland Suites, for making this possible. Again, Josh Whitman and the Illini football players will be coming up next hour on the show. Looking forward to that. Howard Griffith will join us tomorrow. We're going to have Jay Layman on, but he got the big-time call-up.
Yes.
So it's not going to be with us. He's going to be in studio for BTN. So our loss, his gain, their gain. He's awesome. Maybe we'll get him on the phone anyway because Jay's awesome. We're going to have some great guests along the way, but we talked about this. Wait, can I bring this up? I told you earlier and before. Have you ever fallen asleep on your arm?
Yes.
I'm a stomach sleeper, okay? So last night I kind of freaked myself out because I went to bed early last night because I want to be energized for this. Mm-hmm. So I went to bed around like 9:30, which is probably good for me with the two kids that I have that keep me up so much. But I fell asleep on my arm and woke up at 11 o'clock and couldn't feel my arm. Just completely fell asleep. And you kind of scare yourself because you're like, am I having a heart attack or something? But it kind of got back. But today it's like my fingers are still tingly.
Yes.
So should I be concerned?
I don't think so because I've dealt with that before. And then like my fingertips, that's the last thing that really gets you back into normal feeling.
So I've kind of been squeezing the hand and dropping it and shaking it around.
It feels like you're numb as your fingertips. You don't know if your grip is that great. No. So, yeah, you go through a lot after a situation like that.
So I'll update you later on in the show how I'm feeling about that. All right, some newcomer jersey numbers for Illinois football. It's always fun to go down, and we'll talk a little bit about each guy as we go. We've talked so much about Isaiah Williams. He is number one. Now, they call him one. He is number one. The third player with number one under Lovie Smith. Jalen Dunlap had one. A.J. Bush had one. Isaiah Williams now gets one. I think that's pretty significant. Because, I mean, obviously he's going to have it because he's such a big-time recruit. But I think it does tell you that they think this kid's going to be big-time. Like, we can read into numbers. One, usually, pretty big number. Like, Tim Beckman wouldn't give it away. Like, I think Mike Dudek was the only guy who was going to get one. During his tenure.
Yeah, I mean, it would be pretty anticlimactic if a guy nicknamed One did not have jersey number one.
They give him double one, they give him 11.
Yes. Isaiah Williams, that number one recruit of what was it like all time or in the
era? He's top 10. So him and Marquez Beeson are 8 and 9 all time. That's only the first time since 2007 they've had two top 200 prospects in the class. So no surprise there. We've talked about how good he could be. Marquez Beeson going with a single digit as well, number 3, and they have him listed as a defensive back. No surprise. Yeah. Lovie Smith has told us here on this air that they plan to use him at cornerback, but he's going to make an immediate impact there. Even if it's the third guy, they play their third guy a lot, and I would expect him to push Quan Martin and Nate Hobbs, but those guys are really good too. So we'll ask Nate about what he's seen from Marquez Beeson, but just a fiery competitor, elite athlete, not the biggest guy, right? 5'11", I think they got him listed about 170, 175, but just a fiery competitor and elite athlete. Casey Washington, the wide receiver out of Texas, is wearing number 8. Will be interesting if he can get into that mix, but with the addition of Josh Emotor-Bebe, him and Delvon Campbell, who's number 19 on the roster, the kid from Texas they added late, both those guys had much-needed size. Campbell is 6'4", 200 pounds. Casey Washington's about 6'3", around the same kind of weight. I think those guys are probably more later impact. I'm really intrigued by Campbell. Washington I really like as a blocker. He's a physical player. Maybe not the greatest athlete, but it'll be interesting to see if either of those guys, because I think they'll be competing against each other, Justice Williams, Caleb Reams. Be interesting to see who kind of comes out of that competition in the rotation.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice that you don't have to rely on those guys like right away with with the transfer additions of Josh Emotor-Bebe, and you hope Trayvon Sidney is able to go this year. But, I mean, it's nice not to have to rely on freshmen like the Elon I have had to do the past couple years where you have some upperclassmen.
Yeah, Emotor-Bebe is number 9. Peters, number 18. Delvon Campbell, 19. Kyron Cumbie, number 20. I think the third most intriguing freshman for me as a true freshman, because he just adds speed. They have him listed as running back, but I think he's just a guy you kind of play everywhere. He's not going to be an every down back. They don't need that right now, of course, with Reggie Corbin, Epstein, Dre Brown, Rayvon Bonner, but I think that's a guy you get on the field, get the ball to him, some little screen passes, whether it's a screen with a running back or a little screen right away in the flat with a wide receiver, and let him see if he can make some plays. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see what Kyron Cumbie does. Joseph Thomas, Chicago Phillips, 23, defensive back. Be interesting to see where he works at safety at corner, but now I think there's definitely a need for some cornerback depth. I think that's a guy you'd like to redshirt. Didn't play a lot as a senior because he was actually going through literal growing pains. So he was struggling with his shins a lot last year. Nick Fidanzo, running back out of Montini Catholic, is wearing number 24. Really like him. Good speed, decent size. I think he's a really good fit in this offense as a one-cut-and-go guy. Matthew Judd, a walk-on wide receiver out of Lincoln Way East, A.J. Henning's teammate, is wearing number 27. Two newcomers. I thought Ryan Mead was at linebacker. This one has a wide receiver. I think that's wrong. Linebacker Ryan Mead out of Brooklyn is a walk-on, and Mark DeIlorio out of Barrington is a linebacker, too, wearing number 34 and number 37, respectively. Shimon Cooper, wearing Dana Howard's number, number 40.
Ooh.
Linebacker out of the St. Louis area, wearing number 40. Kind of like that.
I do like that. I like that a lot. I mean, Shimon, what are your expectations for Shimon this year?
I hear really good things of what's happening in the weight room with him. Because that's the one thing. I mean, he's 200 pounds.
Yeah.
He's a kid who's actually kind of actually struggled a little bit to gain weight, but he's still pretty strong for his size. So I thought, yeah, he probably needs to add a little bit of weight, but if he's strong at 200 pounds or 210 pounds, maybe he's I think he has a lot of athleticism. Mm-hmm. I think he has a lot of length, which we've talked about. They need to defend tight ends, to defend wide receivers in that slot. They need guys who are more rangy, and I think Shimon Cooper can do that. I think it's going to be a very interesting competition because I think the top four looks pretty much set. I mean, from my view, with Jay Cannis at weak side, Dele Harding at the mic, and Delano Ware at strong side, and then Eifler, maybe he pushes one of those guys and starts. But I think Shimon Cooper can definitely put himself in the mix. Kalen Tolson had a really good spring, so I feel a lot better about the depth of that position. I think Delshawn Phillips was pretty good last year. Jake Hansen, I thought, was solid against the run, but needs to improve, right? Like, there are things he needs to improve. So they need upgrades there, but I do like the depth a lot more. Griffin Moore out of Bloomington, the tight end, is number 43. He's at strength, but they don't have a lot of tight ends, so it'll be interesting with him. Tariq Barnes, a linebacker, number 44. Speed, depth at linebacker, that's always what you need. Wally Batiku, number 47. Bryce Barnes out of Gibson City, 48. Seth Coleman, 49. Evan Kurtz and Josh Poor, offensive lineman, 57 and 59. Moses Akpala, 69. Nice.
Yeah.
And Thomas Cronin, a walk-on offensive lineman, number 70. Chris Toth, offensive lineman, number 76. And Keith Randolph, number 88. Illinois Athletics Director Josh Whitman just sat down. So
yes,
let's get to a break. We'll get Josh Whitman on next on the Jeremy Warner Show.
We have two boys in track and lots of laundry. My four-year-old washing machine started making this loud noise. I mean, it sounded like an airplane taking off, and it was vibrating and banging against the wall. I called Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. My work schedule is weird, but they came out at my convenience and said I needed a new inner and outer tub. They practically had to rebuild the whole machine. Ordinarily, it would have cost me $827, but the whole fix cost me nothing. It was free because I had bought the washer at Dick Van Dyke with their free 10-year protection plan. Imagine, a free repair after 4 years. Wow!
I'm Dennis Regan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Champaign-Urbana within the past month. Our customers saved over $700,000 last year on appliance repair costs with our free 10-year protection plan. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
We apologize for this Walmart grocery pickup commercial. Because while you can't see the groceries I'll describe, my words may make your stomach growl loud. Get the baby carrots you crunch and the sweet ripe berries that make your mouth water. And now you can order online and get free curbside pickup, freshness guaranteed. So pick up these delicious things without even leaving your car. Sorry, that was my stomach. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
Todd Durnell, Durst Cycling Fitness. How long have you been here?
For about 3 years. Yeah. Durst has been in business for 83 years. We're few and far between out there. And like I said, we've got two different locations here in town, too. So we've got the university location and the South Mattis location. Quality and service at Durst Cycle. I've been in customer service for about 30 years. So, yeah, I love seeing happy faces on people.
The Cardinals host the Astros July 26th through the 28th and celebrate the 15-year anniversary of the 2004 NL Championship team, presented by Heartland Coca-Cola. Friday, it's the 2004 Mystery Player Jersey Giveaway, courtesy of Cooper Tires. Saturday, the 2004 National League Champions Mystery Player Ring, courtesy of Edward Jones. And Sunday wraps up the celebration with the first-ever Cardinals Triple Bobblehead, presented by Coca-Cola and Dearburgs. Tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Welcome back to the Jeremy Warner Show, live at the Hilton Chicago in Big Ten.